Should never have taken that much acid. Sweet, too heavy. Oh, just don't do it again. Okay. Okay. Where's that acid rescue number? It's around here someplace. Here we go. That 3 looks like an 8. That's weird. Oh, just never again. Never again, that's all. Don't take it anymore, buddy. Hope somebody's there. Hello? Hello? Thank you.
Thank you. time too close for us to see. talk or have any fun nowadays. Why can't this hold down? They can't seem to keep their feet on the ground nowadays. Nowadays, people going out of their heads. Nowadays, people say they wish they were dead. Nowadays, why can't they slow down? They can't seem to keep their feet on the ground. Nowadays, nowadays, you see people in the street, people with no use at all. Why don't they go somewhere and find themselves? Nowadays.
Notch in my cup of wash. Can reach my mouth. trees of yellow and grass of off-white.
Carbon of a lunch.
Hold on, don't go anywhere. We're back. It's me again, KBC, and welcome to the Bit Slap, Chapter 443. And tonight we bring you a bunch of psychedelic wonderness for your mind and your body and your soul, starting with something I had never heard of before, and I'm really shocked that I never heard of these people before. It's a something called Yahowah 13. composed of Father Yod, who was on vocals, a guy named Jin, D-J-I-N on guitar, Sunflower on bass, and Octavius on drums from 1973. That was Yasi Vauhi, okay? I know you want to mark that down so you don't forget it, but I'm really just surprised I haven't heard much of them. They've apparently been around since 1973, done dozens of albums, and were appearing around until, I guess, the early 2000s. So I will find out more. Stay tuned. We heard from a band called Listening. They're from Boston. They've only had one album back in 1968, and that was something called Stoned Is. Dream on My Mind was Rupert's People. They were also known as the Fleur de Lis, a band that produced Pete Sears, who helped found the Jefferson Starship. Imagine that. Nowadays People was Captain Crunch and the Crew. No info. The Salt, also no info, from 1968. That was Lucifer. I think that was a single. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Wildflowers after that was The Holy Mackerel. You've been talking about Holy Mackerel? Well, knock it off, because this is The Holy Mackerel. They also have their roots in the Starship, but mostly they were started by Paul Williams and Dewey Martin. Dewey Martin of, I believe, Buffalo Springfield. Am I not correct? From 1968, that was. I'm going to check on them some more, too. Then we heard from The End. That's it, The End, from 1968. That was called Cardboard Watch. That was all that stuff was produced by Bill Wyman, and there was some other strange connection that I forgot to make a note of here. I'm sorry, I'll try to do better next time. But that's an interesting bunch of stuff. I'm going to check that out some more too. I always just find strange stuff. This is why I do this show, because I'm not only trying to educate you people, you know, you little people out there, but I'm also educating myself. I know you don't need more education. You don't need no thought control. Okay. Just so long as we understand each other. Then we finished up with the Iron Butterfly from Inagata De Vida from 1968. And that was, of course, Flowers and Beads, which is kind of what we're all about here today, right? So I'll tell you what. You stay listening. I'll keep playing. Back soon.
Part of Super Heat now. Yeah. We'll be right back. Thank you. street. Walking down the street. Walking down the street.
Just to see y'all stop and go. People getting on and off. The crowded streets are moving slow. Cross the road when traffic stops.
Walking down the street. Walking down the street. Walking down the street.
Since I first said goodbye. exactly where you always wanted to be. But I would like to know. Yes, I would like to
Pretty basic there, right? Okay. I have to admit that I had a hard time putting this show together for a couple of reasons. One of my computers died. I think it's a case of malware. It won't boot up properly. I'm going to take it in and see if I can rescue everything, if not start it up entirely. You know how these things go. It drives you nuts, right? Anyway, that was up at the beginning, we heard from Super Heap. That was Elephant's Memory from 1969. They kind of evolved into the Plastic Ono Band and did a lot of the background work for John Lennon's Sometime in New York City album, which allegedly included Carly Simon, one of her first gigs. You Really Got Me from Rocky Erickson and the 13th Floor Elevators. See My Friends was the Kinks, one of the greatest singles I've ever heard of in my life. That's from 1965, and that's still one of my all-time Desert Island songs. I have a lot of them, because I figure I'll be spending a lot of time there someday. Sunny Days on the Desert Island was the Natural Gas, as opposed to Natural Gas. No info on them. You look up Natural Gas in Wikipedia or Google and see what you come up with and see if you feel like wading through it all day. I didn't. Nothing personal. Speak out. Speak now. Or forever hold your peace was Terry Reid. Terry Reid, had his own band there for a while. I saw him at the Fillmore. He opened up for, believe it or not, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Guy that came on stage with his head on fire. Terry Reid was, he's quite a fixture in England for a while, and actually was on Jimmy Page's radar to do vocals for the New Yardbirds, which eventually became Led Zeppelin. About that. Also, we heard from the Electric Banana, which was a side project of the Pretty Things. That was Walking Down the Street, a side project for many of us, I understand. Another Day, Another Lifetime was the David. They were one of those LA studio type groups. Only had one album, a couple of singles, and that was it. That goes back to 1967, and I can still remember hearing that on Jonathan Schwartz's show back when he was a good guy. Beacon Street Union, bringing it to the rear. The Clown Died in Marvin Gardens, which was the name of their second album, The Clown Died in Marvin Gardens. And I think they had a third one, and then that was it. They were from Boston, too. You know that. Anyway, okay, we're done here, except for two more I got. They're related. Like I say, you find a lot of weird stuff. I imagined once that I heard of a band called October Country, and I finally got around to looking them up. And guess what else I found? Nothing great. But I'll see you next week. We'll try again.
The wind is blowing time.
October Country
is a hill of fog to climb. Autumn people living there in the gloom of the haunted corners in a childhood room.
October Country,
waterfalls of fire cascading down, crystal cities blown a Martian brown. Lion wine is there to sip for those who dare to wet a lip. Tattoos of a future yet to come, promise golden apples from the sun, ghostly writers conjuring ahead. Plummeting spacemen burning specks. was within all taller men. Jar of floating doubts that might have been. Tell us more of places past the skies, for those not afraid to open eyes. October country, October country.
Follow me all around. Follow me right outside in.